And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, a federal judge has ruled that an Ohio school district may have violated a teacher's First Amendment rights. The case involves a former English teacher at a middle school who refused to use a student's preferred names and pronouns due to her religious beliefs. It seems that the Jackson local school district might have overstepped, you think, when they asked the teacher to resign. The whole saga began at the start of the school year when the teacher expressed concerns about using students' preferred names and pronouns. This led to a whirlwind of meetings, and by the end of it all, the teacher was asked to resign. This is where it really starts to take a turn. The school offered the teacher a chance to rescind her resignation if she agreed to use the student's preferred names and pronouns. But the teacher stuck to her guns and said, no, if it was a lie before, it's still a lie today. Can't do that. Good on her. Well, moving on to some news that might make you feel like we're living in a sci-fi novel. A Swiss company called Final Spark is offering remote access to bioprocessors. That's right. For the low, low price of $500 per month, you can conduct biocomputing research on a fully managed neural platform. I guess it's like having your very own brain in a jar. I don't know. The company claims that the bioprocessors consume a million times less power than traditional digital processors. I'm not very smart, but let me help you skip to the end. I think history tells us when you try to play God, it doesn't usually work out too well. In other news, Florida Democrats are pushing for an amendment to the state constitution that would remove nearly all restrictions on abortion. The proposed amendment, titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. It sounds like they're doing nothing but getting involved in murdering unborn babies. But hey, that's semantics, huh? Shifting gears to NASA now, where it seems like the space agency has taken a detour from exploring the final frontier to tackle white shame. One of NASA's engineers recently shared her feelings of shame and regret about not making projects more welcoming to people of color. NASA also compiled a list of, quote, evil white behaviors. Meanwhile, as NASA focuses on these issues, we currently have American astronauts stranded in space. Finally, in the magical world of DEI, or Disney, I'm sorry, I misread that. The company is hiring a diversity, equity, and inclusion director who could earn up to $241,000 per year. That's about four times the average American salary. And that has been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.